Australia's Navy chief says it's possible the country's future submarine fleet could eventually switch to nuclear power. Vice Admiral Mike Noonan has opened an international maritime conference in Sydney where he says defence is keeping a close eye on emerging technologies. Here's our defence correspondent, Andrew Green.
Sydney's Darling Harbour, naval chiefs and defence industry leaders from across the globe have gathered for talks on strategy, the region and military hardware. The Pacific Maritime Conference is now in its 20th year, and this time it's being hosted by a Navy chief who's been in the job for just over a year.
We've got more people, more stands, more international delegations at this year's conference than we've ever seen before.
Vice Admiral Michael Noonan says he and his colleagues are keeping a close eye on emerging defence technologies as Australia embarks on a $90 billion naval shipbuilding program. The biggest component of that plan is the $50 billion future submarine project.
At this point in time, I believe that they will be 12 conventional submarines. But as I've said in past announcements, the ability that we have with continuous shipbuilding is to innovate as we go. And I am absolutely of the mind that the 12th submarine will be different to the first.
But could the French-designed diesel-electric fleet eventually switch to nuclear propulsion?
A change in the propulsion system for the attack-class submarines is something that will no doubt be discussed over the next 30 years, bearing in mind that by the time we deliver number 12, it will be 2055. I'll be 99 years of age, so come back and ask me that question then.
AM understands Naval Group, the French company chosen to build Australia's next submarines, has briefed Defence that switching to a nuclear boat would involve a completely new design. In any case, the federal government isn't keen to canvass the option publicly. The new Defence Industry Minister, Melissa Price, is attending her first Pacific Maritime Conference.
As people in the UK and America have said to us, there is just no time like now to be involved in defence industry in Australia, so it's very exciting.
And just more broadly on submarines, could you ever see a day where we go the nuclear option?
No, that's not an option for our Australian government.
That's the Defence Industry Minister, Melissa Price, ending that report from Andrew Green.